you.
This is a Phase 1 commutation hearing for Jeffrey Woods, ADC number 178167. Mr. Woods is serving 23.25 years for count two, kidnapping, and for counts three and four, he received, those were attempted sexual assault, and for those two counts, he received lifetime probation. The offense occurred, Mr. Woods is 41 years old now, the offense occurred in 2009, on August 6th. Mr. Woods broke into Joel Kelly's apartment through a back door while Ms. Kelly was sleeping. Mr. Woods grabbed Ms. Kelly by the neck and appeared to be high on methamphetamine. After waking her up, he proceeded to talk for about 1 hour, just rambling about various things, keeping her inside the bedroom on her bed. Ms. Kelly said she did not try to leave because she was scared of Mr. Woods and the way he was acting. After he was done talking, he told her they might as well, quote, "do it one more time." He pulled her pants off, threw her down on the bed, forcibly had sexual intercourse with her. He began talking again for about an hour, after which he again forced Ms. Kelly to have intercourse. He also performed oral sex on her and made her do the same to him. Ms. Kelly stated she told Mr. Woods, "no, don't do this to me," and, quote, "don't make me do this again." Mr. Woods told her he would kill her if she called the police and would slice her throat in front of her parents if she told anyone. Ms. Kelly told police Mr. Woods was a former neighbor whom she had dated and had a sexual relationship with for approximately 5 months. Mr. Woods has an earned release credit date of August 23rd, 2029, and a community supervision end date of November 22nd, 2032. He's requesting a reduction in his sentence of 11.5 years, which would give him a revised sentence ending or absolute date of October 15th of 2019. As I mentioned, he received the lifetime probation for the counts three and four, and in 23.25 years for the kidnapping, which can normally carry a presumptive of 9.25 years, a minimum of six, a maximum of 18 and a half. There's also an option for a mitigated minimum, in this case, of 4.5 years. And he happens to have gotten the super aggravated sentence, which is a 23.25 years. As I read this offense and read all the information with this, it appears, based on court documents, that something came up during the trial to cause the super aggravated sentence. I was not able to find what that was. Something evidently came up, because Mr. Woods' criminal history is fairly minimal. It's a 2006 theft. He has the discipline in the prison, he has five majors. His last three, he had three in 2013 relating to drugs and disorderly conduct. But I am frankly puzzled by why he received the 23.25 years for this. I can't see any reason, and as I mentioned, there must have been something that happened during in the court to cause the judge to give that sentence. I don't know if any of my fellow board members caught something that I didn't catch, but I would appreciate any input from board members. I mean, based on the nature of the crime, I can understand how a judge might do that, but I'm not seeing it. The other thing I would note for the record is that Mr. Woods' version that appears in his commutation application is vastly different from the official version. In fact, if you read Mr. Woods' version, I couldn't even determine that a crime was committed. So he has a vastly different recollection of the event than the facts I read to you from the pre-sentence investigation.
I guess we'll depend on your recommendation whether to pass him to phase two or not to pass him to phase two. Since you've done more research, I believe, than the rest of us.
Yeah, I just can't.
Unless some other board member has something to add.
I would say then, based on this, and mostly because of the widely different versions, there has to have been more to the story than Mr. Woods is recalling. So based on that, I'm going to make a motion that we not pass Mr. Woods' application for commutation to phase two.
Second. Agree.
Yeah, can I just make a statement on that? Because I know you're talking about the aggravated, but he was sentenced to the 23 years, and it was aggravated, and that he had prior felony convictions.
He did.
And yeah. Which the defendant was represented by counsel. He did make a plea agreement to it, which was part of his plea agreement why he received the 23 years. And the other two charges, he was given a lifetime probation on it. So it does appear that the court did find that he received that aggravated sentence of 23 years as a result of that, and because of his prior convictions, and he came to a plea agreement with that understanding.
Yeah, he does have a prior felony conviction,
right. Yes,
which is noted. So, all right. So the final on that is that the board has agreed not to pass Mr. Jeffrey Woods 178167, not to pass his application to phase two. And that concludes his hearing.
Thank you.